Last couple of years, bike schemes have been popping up in cities around the country. You've got the Dublin Bikes, similar schemes in Cork, Limerick, Galway, etc. But what if you don't live in the city and you want the use of a bike now and again to get you from A to B in your local town? Well, Green Bike Club is a bike sharing scheme operated by smartphone, and Carl O'Sullivan plans to bring the Green Bike Club to all parts of Ireland. Carl, welcome to the programme. Carl, how will the Green Bike Club differ from what's already there? Like, for instance, you know, the Dublin Bikes, say.
Hi, Dave. There's a couple of different things. I think, as you said, I mean, one of the issues with the current schemes is that they can only really exist in the very densest kind of populated areas,
yeah,
like the very city centre of Dublin and Galway. But then we've seen as a scheme, it's been incredibly effective at encouraging people to cycle. So what we want to do, now that technology has changed, we want to do it in a more decentralised approach that actually gives you the opportunity to have the same benefits but in areas of the city that otherwise wouldn't have been able to justify one. So by using more modern, up-to-date technology, we're able to do that in a more efficient way, which means we can do it in more areas than could currently operate with the traditional scheme.
Okay, look, I'm just talking money straightforward for a second here. Bikes,
sure,
or whatever it costs me. Like, the actual place where they park, like, I mean, they all look,
yeah,
very suave, sophisticated and sexy when I drive around Dublin because I don't use the bikes that much. And, like, those,
yeah,
things alone cost money. Are you saying that if you were doing this, you wouldn't need to have those things, as I call them? In other words, like, you know, parking areas and parking sort of facilities for bikes.
Exactly. What's one of the biggest drawbacks with the existing schemes is that there are these dedicated docking stations,
yeah,
that are very expensive.
Oh, sorry, parking place. Docking stations, jeepers, like, I must get it right. Yeah, but it's true, isn't it?
It is true. So, I mean, with modern technology, we basically have a keyless U-lock that you would normally see, you know, you'd lock your own bike with.
Yeah.
But this just, instead of expecting a key, it's expecting your phone. So this allows you to be able to park these bikes anywhere you can legally park a bike. So it doesn't mean that you're never going to come across a station that's full or empty. You're going to know exactly where they are. And it also means that it gives you a lot more flexibility to leave them in areas of the city that you wouldn't otherwise get to, not be stuck to kind of these docks. But it also means that you can avoid an awful lot of expense by having kind of dedicated docking stations.
Okay, but, like, I mean, you keep using the word city here. Are we not talking towns as such? I mean, like, for instance, am I allowed...
That's the dream.
That's the dream. Okay, am I allowed to take a bike from A to B, and that means, like, out in the wild countryside for a few hours?
Well, so, I mean, it's gonna operate in a model that's a little bit similar to the current Dublin bikes, in that you have a time limit when you take the bike, because obviously we want to encourage these bikes to be recycled many times throughout the day. But what we can do is we can... The aim is that we'll start in the city centre with our pilot, which is launching in about 2 weeks. But then beyond that, we want to expand to areas of the city that Dublin Bikes don't operate in. And beyond that, we want to expand to every town and city in Ireland. The idea being that once you have this app on your phone, that eventually, in the near future, you'll be able to go to any town or village in Ireland and be able to hop on a green bike the same way you could, call a taxi or expect a bus service.
So, in other words, it's a bit like Halo, but is the app part of the big part of it, is the actual idea of, if you like, unlocking and locking?
Absolutely, yeah. So, it works in a very similar way. I mean, you open the app, you can see a map of where you are with the bikes highlighted on it, reserve your bike, go over to it, the lock will be expecting you, it will unlock, you can use it for a while, and then release it back in for general consumption again. So the process is incredibly simple for the user.
And is this scheme, which is different now than a straightforward Dublin City or Cork scheme, is this scheme working elsewhere in any city around the world that you've seen how it works?
Yeah, it's operating effectively in a couple of instances around the US and in Scandinavia. But those schemes tend to be a lot smaller than what we have in mind. So they tend to be maybe centered around a university campus or a particular suburb or housing community. But what we do is the process is the same. We just hope to do it on a larger scale.
And is this a money-making thing? I mean, start again. How dare I put it that way? Is this a business venture, or is it just there to promote cycling?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's not going to make anyone rich, especially the way we have it set up. We're trying to make it as cost efficient for the user as possible. Our primary goals are to encourage cycling. We do want it to make enough money to be able to sustain itself, absolutely. But yeah, it's not going to be any of our primary income. It's going to be something that we're doing because we believe in it.
Yeah, and I presume, like, the bikes, it's not like they have, they're a bit like the ones that are already there, are they? I mean, like, they're not like, you know, kind of 10-speed racer bikes or anything.
Well, they're not 10-speed racer bikes, but they are going to be very different to what's there. So hopefully you'll start to see these around the city soon. But basically, we wanted to strip it down and make it as simple and as reliable as possible as a bike. So what we've done is we've created these very simple single-speed bikes that are glow-in-the-dark, which is, you know, important for safety, but also makes them very visible. So you're going to see these luminous green single-speed bikes going around the city soon, and hopefully it causes a bit of a stir.
All right, indeed. Yeah, glow-in-the-dark, single-speed. Okay, but like, and as you say, there aren't designated docking stations, therefore it's a lot cheaper to sort of get it together, get it up and running, etc. And where they park is wherever, in inverted commas, it is legal to park.
Exactly. So we can set zones within the app that we encourage people to return the bikes back to, but we can move these zones as and when we need it. So we can start off with zones in certain areas, and if we see that the flow of travel is actually different to that, we can just simply change that, which again, you know, having the new technology allows us to kind of have that benefit. So we'll be having kind of areas that we kind of try and concentrate them in, just so that they're easier to find and they don't get completely dispersed, especially because with the initial pilot, we have a limited number of bikes. So we want to, you know, obviously we don't have enough to let them distribute all throughout the city yet. But yeah, anywhere that you can, within those areas, anywhere you can park up a bike, you can park up one of these.
Well, listen, when is it all going to start? Sorry, I should ask this. I'm sorry. When does the pilot scheme roll out, Cathal?
So it will be kicking off on the 20th of October, officially. So the bikes are due into Dublin today, actually. And then we're going to be doing some testing and some assembly over the next little while, and getting ready to launch on October 20th.
All right. Well, look, I know you want to roll this out across the country. So the question I obviously have to ask is, what kind of charges are people looking at to use the bikes?
Absolutely. So we're trying to, as I said, you know, keep it as cost efficient as we can. So basically, it'll be a €3 membership to use the service per year.
€3 membership to use the service year, is it?
And then we'll have a pay-as-you-go model kind of thereafter. So it'll be $150 for the use. And for the initial pilot, the period of time that you'll get for $150 will be 45 minutes. And so what we're going to do is, you know, a pay-as-you-go approach allows you kind of a little bit more flexibility in terms of where we kind of move them around the city and all of those things. So we're trying to keep it to $150, which is about half the price of a bus journey.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will represent good value if the weather is good.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with it. We look forward to it in a few weeks' time, and have a good time at the moment as you get these bikes delivered. Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for talking to us. It's the Green Bike Club. Thanks, Cathal.
Thank you very much, Dave.